Radio 1. There's still no let up in the misery on the trains. Tens of thousands of people are still taking buses up and down the motorway after engineering works closed a stretch of the West Coast Main Line. It's hoped that things there might start getting back to normal tomorrow. Now, though, bad weather's causing travel chaos too. Heavy snow's already closed part of the A1 near Newcastle, and it's still falling across many parts of the UK. Newsbeat's James Kelly has the latest.
You might not have seen a flake yet, but it's bitterly cold and snow is already falling as far north as Perthshire and as far south as Sussex. So many cars have got stuck in snow on the A1 near Morpeth in Northumberland that they've had to shut the northbound carriageway. More travel misery is the last thing rail passengers on the West Coast mainline want.
For me, a journey which is usually 50 minutes will probably end up in about 3.5 hours.
He's not happy, not surprising really. He usually gets a train from Northampton to Rugby, but this morning he had to get on a replacement coach service. The West Coast mainline, which runs from London to Glasgow, is still being hit by overrunning engineering works, which means it's shut between Birmingham and Northampton. But there is some good news.
I am expecting to be able to run a full normal service tomorrow, Friday, from the very start of the morning.
That's Virgin Trains boss Chris Gibb. Network Rail says the West Coast mainline should be back to normal at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Yesterday's other problem area, London's Liverpool Street station, is now fully open. Network Rail's Robin Gisby is in an apologetic mood.
I do not want to keep treating passengers and rail freight users in this way. It is quite unacceptable.
Newsbeat. The huge...